At 1 p.m., our forces in Mutaho and another place called Rusayo were attacked by M23 with heavy guns. They had to respond because they lost some soldiers, and they had to respond to this aggression. We might give the figures tomorrow, but we know that a lot of attackers died. Tens of them were captured by our forces and will be presented tomorrow to the press in Goma. The governmental troops managed to repulse the attack.
Do you know what prompted the attack?
We don't know exactly. We suppose that M23 and its sponsors are not happy with the deployment of the international brigade. And as far as the brigade is finalizing its deployment, we think that this is a way to sabotage the exercise.
Did you say that your forces capture some M23 forces?
12 of them were captured this afternoon.
Can you tell us if there were any casualties on your side?
Yes, we lost some soldiers, I think 6 or 7. But for them, I think it is more than 100 who died. It is really a shame for the region.
What is the status of the peace process now?
It seems that some people is not willing the peace process to proceed. And they are trying to stop it because every country in the region have signed that Addis Ababa agreement. And now there is one of them who is using its lies to destroy the process. So we don't think that this country, Rwanda namely, is ready to sustain the peace process.
Well, this comes also when we hear about, 55,000 refugees from the eastern part of your country have arrived in Uganda. What's happening?
The Beni town near the border of Uganda was attacked by Ugandan rebels called ADF Nalu, together with Al-Shabaab. Those are terrorists from Somalia who have seemingly have joined ADF Nalu. And since our troops are chasing away these ADF Nalu to stop them threatening peace in the region, they made a retaliation against our country and attacked Kamango, a small town near Uganda border. And they occupied this town one day before the FRDC troops come back to retake the town.